The Monroe County Community School Board is considering a merger between Templeton and Childs Elementary Schools. The merger is meant to balance socioeconomic status of families, but parent opinion on the strategy is split for this week's City Limits. WFIU's Benta Boutier reports.
It's a flurry of activity for Sam Tobin Hutchstadt and Katie Edmonds on a weekday morning.
It's wake-up time.
Getting a preschooler and kindergartner out the door.
There's nice fresh bagels.
Eating breakfast.
Okay, take another bite of your bagel.
Shoes, jacket, bags.
Okay, let's put your sweatshirt on. Okay, 1, 2, 3, zoop.
And they're off. Edmonds takes their daughter Hannah to daycare. Tobin Hutchstadt usually bikes with their son Leo to his school, Childs Elementary.
Okay, let's go.
But today they're walking.
Morning.
Walkable infrastructure and transportation logistics are some of their top concerns with the proposed merger.
I walked to elementary school every day with my dad as a kid, and I really wanted to be able to do that with my kids.
The proposed grade split for pre-K through second grade and third through sixth also poses challenges, splitting their kids into separate elementary schools eventually.
And that just makes everything much more difficult.
The merger is meant to balance socioeconomic status of families between the schools. Childs has one of the lowest rates of students on free and reduced lunch in the district, while Templeton has one of the highest rates.
I totally understand why the board is trying to address this and why it's been a challenge for them to come up with strategies to address.
The school board voted at its February meeting to start evaluating redistricting options, which Tobin Hutchstadt and Edmonds are more supportive of because it addresses inequalities across the schools more evenly.
She eats 10 more.
Across town, Colleen Rose goes over homework with her third grader, Ann Cash. Her fifth grader, Noelle, plays a piano rendition of Taylor Swift's Bad Blood, practicing for class.
For 4 days.
It's a typical morning at their house before packing up for a drive to Templeton Elementary.
My spouse is a teacher and he heads out, so I get the girls ready, get all their stuff out of the way before they go to school.
They were excited to hear about the proposed merger between Templeton and Childs. And they have experience with Fairview and Templeton, which have some of the highest rates of students on free and reduced lunch.
There's so much concentrated poverty and thus trauma in the classrooms that it makes it really difficult to teach. It makes it difficult for kids to learn.
Her family likes Templeton, its teachers, and the education they receive there.
We wanted our kids to have an opportunity to, while they were young, to experience people who may have different stories from them, different experiences from them, and it has been mostly positive.
But she says children coming from generational poverty are shortchanged by the imbalance. In 2023, the Monroe County Community School Corporation ranked 78th in Indiana for iRead results with a passing rate just under 92%. Of MCCSE's elementary schools, Childs had the second highest passing rate, over 95%. Templeton's passing rate for iRead was 79%. Last week, the school board held sessions at Jackson Creek Middle School in Templeton to gather public feedback on the merger. April Hennessy, the school board president, says MCCSE is set on addressing educational access in the district as part of its 5-year strategic plan, and the merger is one idea.
That isn't just about balancing SES, it's about the disciplinary disparity in our schools and how that impacts certain populations differently than others. It's about the hiring of diverse individuals.
Rose says she's waited a long time for disparities between schools to be addressed. She'll be disappointed if a merger doesn't happen, but not surprised.
It's been 30 years since we've redistricted, so I hope we're ready to do what we need to do and not have another 30 years.
She feels optimistic about the board's commitment to addressing disparities between schools. The board will discuss the merger again at its March meeting. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.
We discuss Bloomington affairs and answer listener questions every Thursday morning here on Morning Edition for our weekly City Limits series. Submit your question about the city at wfiunews.org/citylimits or in our City Limits Bloomington Facebook group.